him and trainers, does he?
What about Tony of Bridlington?
Pardon?
What about Tony of Bridlington? He desperately needs them because
the question is, are we getting him quality like you and I would want?
Oh, no.
Or are we getting him ones that he can kick to pieces?
No, in the summer I usually get him some trainers, that's cheap trainers anyway, but I mean, yes, it's time we have them.
You know where the pizza place is? A shoe shop near that? Or
it's closed down. I know the one you mean. Yes.
We got some sheep trainers from there.
The ones we got from
there. Probably as well off in Woolies, really.
Well, we'll have a look.
Yeah. As long as you get the proper size.
Yeah. Mower first, and then we'll do it.
Who's helping with that, Chris? The mower's out the shed. Can you fetch it right the way over here, then,
please? Is it warm out there?
Well, it's acceptable without a coat.
Okay, can you shut the door, then? I'll be in the David. Bye. Now, how are you getting on?
Mum?
Yes?
You see that? That's the entrance. Mum,
yes.
If you look at the back.
Yes.
You go in there, and there's a little ticket office inside.
Yes.
Then you come up here onto the platform.
Can you get a tissue and blow your nose, because you're such a runny cold, please. There's some in there in the sitting room. Off you go. Go on, quickly. Yes, it is. You've got lots of... Have you got the full set now? No, you haven't, have you? There's Donald and Duck.
I've got Bill and Ben, Harold and Donald and Douglas.
They keep...
Yeah.
Every time we think we've got the full set, they bring out some more.
Yeah.
I think my favourite is Trevor the traction engine.
Can I
get that tissue and get your nose blown?
His paint is spotless.
Well, you only got that at Christmas, so you haven't played with it much. Come on, get that nose blown. Look, there's Christopher taking that old lawnmower across for Daddy to mend. I suppose we ought to go out and give him a hand, really, but...
But!
Maybe later on.
But! We still use that one!
We're keeping that one. It's the old, really old one we're going to put into that option.
It's the really, really old
one. The one that's at the back of the shed. I just want that one to do the edges of it, and then Daddy will ride round to do it. Or I will, or you will. No, you won't, but... Or Chrissy will. Do the middle bits. The grass has got very long, hasn't it?
Yes.
Looks very green now that we've had all that rain. Have you blown your nose properly? Go throw that one away and get me another one and I'll help you.
Mum.
And then you can come and tell me all about your game.
I've had Duck for a long time.
Yes. Oh, it's Donald and Douglas. Are those... Will you go and get those tissues sorted
out? I've still got the two twins to get. Donald and Douglas and Ben.
Well, we'll have to see what happens at Christmas. But Christmas is a long way away. Bring me a tissue for you. Are you hoping to get the full set?
Was the first Doctor of Fractal Charles Railway.
Keep that nose clean, please. It's the only way to get rid of that cold.
The first engine of the Fractal Charles Railway was Thomas.
Yes, that's right.
Then it was Edward. Then Henry. Then Gordon. Then James. Then Percy. Then Toby.
Toby the tram. Henrietta, the coach.
Then it was Duck.
Do they make a coach for Toby, Henrietta? Can you buy Henrietta?
Yes, I can buy them.
Do you want a Henrietta as well?
Oh, yes, please, Mum. Mum?
Yes?
If I had loads of Annie and Clarabelle's, I'd put them all together, put them behind Gordon.
Yes, but I don't think Gordon isn't Thomas that really has Annie and Clarabelle, and sometimes Percy, isn't it? The larger engines, the express engines, don't. Maybe James.
Edward.
But it's usually the tender engines don't pull Annie and Clarabelle.
Yes.
They're the tender.
But Mum, but you can't get the express coaches.
No, you can't.
But
Mum, Percy and Tom's looking very battered. The cabs are very chipped. It's because you haven't taken a bit more care of those. Because you will throw them back in the box instead of lining them up. Do you remember how I got that box so you could lay them in separately? And of course you haven't been very careful. Not very careful with your toys, young man, are you?
Mum.
Mhm.
You can get a set of
you've got the board that you set out the Lego on, so you could run those on well. That's taking a fair room. I don't think it would cost any more space.
Board's only as big from Duck to Diesel.
Yeah, I forgot we'd got Dirty Diesel. It's a long time since you've had this set out.
Oh, yes.
Well, keep them all together and you put them away. We've got two Thomas. Oh, we bought another Thomas and Annie and Clarabel.
Yes,
we
bought a Thomas separate. And then we got one Thomas with Annie and Clarabel.
Hmm. Yes.
You know when there's a gold paint on James's stone?
Yes.
It's red paint.
Not in the right scale, are they? The porter and the fat controller.
Well, they do come from this series.
Actually, I think you can get different sizes, can't you? But I suppose if they made them smaller, then it would be difficult to find. They'd be like the very small ones we have on the proper train layout.
Like
that. But I don't think the fat controller is supposed to be twice the size of the engine. Are you standing next to the traction engine?
Miles bigger.
Well, slight exaggeration.
Well, Mum.
Yeah.
You know, these two, they can be one set, don't they?
They come together, yes, but I think you can get different sizes.
Well, Mum.
Probably only bigger.
They came in the same. They came in the same colour and had steam round and in red letters saying what they are.
You mean the same packaging?
Yes, same package.
Of course you can get the bigger, you've got the bigger Thomas, haven't you? I've got two of those.
Hey Mum, you can get a twice the size track controller of this.
Yeah.
A really big one, that big. That big.
Well, I haven't seen one that size.
That big?
It's probably, yes, maybe.
No, I think it's track controller bubble bar.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I think it is. Well, I think it's from those
squidgy
things.
I was thinking this morning and I was in your bathroom. You've got lots of bubble bath left over. Christmas. You've still got some left over from the year before that people keep giving you at Christmas. You've still got that turtle bubble bath that she doesn't want anybody to use, and you've got the snowman, and then there's that pot with the squidgy soap in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there's that other tall bottle that Wendy got you. You've still got the lot from last year that Dave and Wendy got you, and you've still got this year. I think it's that
and
time
of
year.
And your person used the squidgy soap.
Didn't we have to stop using it because Chrissy was coming out in a rush?
No.
We didn't know what it was.
No, because I was, because I had diarrhea.
Did you?
Yes. That was when we stopped using the turtle bath.
Do you know, I don't remember. Anyway, we'll start using it again, start using the soap because there's another big bottle in the cupboard as well in your bathroom.
Yes.
No point in saving it, we may as well use it.
Mum?
Yes.
You know all that music which goes with the engines?
Mm.
Well, I seem to know it's only too well.
Oh, that's alright, isn't it? You enjoy the music?
Yeah.
Oh, we must make sure on Tuesday we're home to record Thomas the Tank Engine. Starts at 5 to 4, doesn't it? I must get the tape lined up so that it's ready to switch on when we come home from school. If we walk home from school, it's a nice day, we'll have to hurry home. Because we usually walk slowly, don't we? So we're not getting home until about 4 o'clock. But if if the weather's not very good, I'll meet you in the car. But if it's a nice day, I'd rather walk to meet you.
But Mum, we did get in the car. You said that
we walked and I got the time wrong, didn't we? Because when we came in, Chrissy, instead of switching on the children's programmes, put his computer on, so we didn't see.
Well,
yes, of course, it's 5 to 4, isn't it? It's the beginning of the programmes rather than the end. Never mind, we've only missed one.
Mum.
I hadn't even got the tape lined up, ready to the next one on. So I'll have to get it set up ready for when I meet you from school and then we've switched on as soon as we get home.
Yes. presents at Christmas and see.
Well, we'll remember this time. Tuesday after that, you'll be on holidays, Easter holidays.
Move your foot, Mum. You're right on the railway.
No, I'm standing on a railway. Oh, I better move out of the way so I might get squashed. If we got this Monopoly game finished, we could get this cleared up, couldn't we? It's been going on a few days, this game. I think Chris is going. No, I'm not sure, actually. You might win. You've got two sets, haven't you? Quite a lot of money. Well, you've got houses on your set. Yes, you have. I've started off quite well. I've got Mayfair, Piccadilly, Fleet Street and Regent Street, but I never got a set, did I?
How much do you want for Fleet Street?
Well,
then I'll have three sets.
Yes, if I land on something where I need some money, because Chris has got quite a lot of... He's got Old Kent Road and Whitechapel Road, although they don't cost much to buy, but there's only a few houses on them. You can earn some money, so I might need to, if I land on that, I'll probably have to sell you Fleet Street to be able to survive. But I think once I do that, I shall have lost out because Chris has got Park Lane and he's not going to part with that. So I don't think I'm going to do very well.
Mum?
Yes, mind your head.
Mum, you know when it's going past, where the train's going past that and out here there?
Yes.
That's the tunnel.
Oh, I see, yes, that makes sense. Do you remember that big puzzle that Barry gave Chris? That's what we used to use, because he used to put the fire engine on it as well. Do you remember that it makes it into a big road? It's got a station, a school, a factory.
It has to go to a factory. Mm.
It's got lots of things on there.
Got a railway track.
Mm. I've seen you put Thomas Money in car.
It's
not big enough to get all the engines.
It's big enough to get gold, Mum.
Well, Gordon's a very big engine.
The biggest of all of the engines and the Fat Controllers railway. He's the only Pacific. He's the only A3
Pacific.
An
A3
Pacific.
I suppose he is,
yes.
Wheel arrangements. Look, yes, he's a 4-6.
Tube
arrangement of wheels, isn't it?
Yes. So it's an A3 Pacific.
Why is it an A4?
No, A4s have sloping.
They do, don't they?
Oh, yes. Inside there's a smoke box. A3s have ordinary
yes,
ones.
They have flat.
Like duck.
Smoke box. Yes, I've forgotten.
Like from Scotsman.
Brian Scotsman's an A3. Let's see, let's think of an example of an A4 Pacific.
Well, for start.
Hello?
Well, it is blue, but it hasn't been smoking.
What about Evening Star?
Evening Star? I don't think that's a 4-6-2.
We're flipping, aren't we?
Well, Henry could be Evening Star. Mm. Yeah.
If we're going to go to the quiz on Monday night, we shall have to learn our wheel arrangements.
262. That's it. Ah, and it's the 4 6. Six.
That's a lot. No, the 2 8 over.
No. No, no, Mum. Because it's eight. Those wheels.
Oh, sorry, but they're small. So it's
so
a 4 6 there. Yeah.
But
the 4 6.
That one is connected in the rod, in the coupling rod, because it's seamer. On all the engines, there's supposed to be a rod showing the coupling.
All's quiet outside?
Yes, next thing to drink of water. We had a race.
The lambs have settled down in the field and they were making a lot of noise a couple of days ago, but I think they've got used to their new home.
Well, soon they'll get used to me feeding them.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know,
see that red pond?
Yeah. Yes, we were talking about that at breakfast.
Yes. And why have you seen it?
I don't think you should say anything.
But it, no. Oh, there's nobody serious, Lenny Henry.
No, you think he's a silly man? You think he's funny?
Yes.
When have you seen him? He's not usually on television when you are up.
Well, you can get the Lenny Henry double video. Lenny Henry show with the video.
Oh, I see. You see the advertisements with the video on the television.
No! Look to a tape box of the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, it's listed on the back of the Chronicles of Narnia. I wondered how you knew.
Inside where the tapes go.
Are you enjoying the Chronicles of Narnia? I think Chrissy is, isn't
he? Well, no. Yeah. Some bits near the end too scary.
Well, I think you're a bit young to enjoy the Chronicles of Narnia. They're more for Chrissy's age. We must go and spend your book tokens and everything right to Gwyneth to thank her. Which reminds me, we still haven't written to Geoffrey and Jean to thank them for your birthday money, have we?
So, Mum, I'm right.
Or have you, which is more important.
So, I'm right. I told Gwyneth that I didn't write. So I'm right about telling Gwyneth about I don't write for Chronicles of Narnia.
Well, fortunately she understood. What are you going to put in your letters of Geoffrey and Jean?
Well, they took cut from them.
They gave you a cheque?
Oh, yes, a cheque.
I've put it into the bank and I shall give you the money. Now, what are you going to buy?
What?
You can get some books if you want, but Gwyneth's given you some money for books as well.
I'll get some Thomas books. There is quite a lot I haven't got.
You could actually buy Trapper. No, Terrence the Trapper to go with his set, couldn't you?
Well,
Geoffrey likes trains, doesn't he? If you write to Geoffrey and say you bought something to do with trains, I think he'll feel very pleased.
I don't want to buy a bulldozer. What has that got to do with trains?
Terrence the Trapper.
I've seen another red pole put up by Lenny Henry.
I don't know why you think they're put up by Lenny Henry. Strange child.
Mum,
yeah.
What do you want to do? What has a bulldozer got the right to poke its shovel?
Well, he has interesting conversations with Thomas, like which are better, train wheels or tractor wheels? The caterpillar wheels, right?
Oh, yes.
Because during their talents can get through the snow where Thomas can't.
Yes.
And Terence comes to Thomas's rescue because Thomas didn't like wearing a snow plow, did
he? No, he banged it so
he banged it so that it bent. He was very naughty.
Yes. So that's why it's so cheeky. Probably because it's puffed up in the smoke box and conceited.
He was going to rescue Mrs.
Yes.
I think he missed that before.
Yes,
she was waving her.
It is Mrs.
Oh, we haven't read that for a while. Of course, you read them to yourself now, don't you? So I don't get to read them anymore.
Oh, Mum.
Yeah.
I still like people reading to me better.
Well, you're such a good reader yourself now. You don't need anyone to read to you, but you're quite right. It is nice to have somebody to read to you. You've read to me in bed before now, haven't you?
Oh,
you
can't
read me a bedtime story, and I haven't been very well.
Yes, no, I'm dark.
Yeah.
And Mum.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do a chapter of Bear's Picnic.
Yes, you did. And Chrissy read to me. What was it? It was a Roald Dahl book. Didn't like it very much. I like George's novel.
Mum.
Yes.
Mum.
Was it James the Giant Peach? No, it wasn't. It was something about
crocodile.
No, it wasn't. It was. It was James and the Giant. It was about this boy being ill treated by these two old ladies that were looking after him. I suppose. No, I didn't enjoy that very much, but I could see that Chrissy enjoyed it. I thought it was wonderful.
Well, look.
Yeah.
I thought you were on the mouth for book. Yeah?
We're just going up to the Escape Bike Shop to try and get a cable adjuster.
Right.
For the mouth.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Dave?
Yes, Dad.
Do you want to go, Daddy?
Pardon?
Do you want to go?
Oh, we're only going up to Escape now, Jane.
Oh, right.
I was thinking you probably ought to go somewhere else.
Where? Yeah.
Oh. The toilet.
I think you should go to the toilet, David. You're wriggly. Go on.
Dad.
Daddy says go. I know you.
I do.
Quickly.
Off you go.
And you go back to your game. And I'll be back in a few
minutes. I must take Mourner's coat. I've still got Mourner's coat in the back of my car. Well, when you get back, I'll... To look after David, I'll go and see Mourner.
That very well, Mum.
Not at all.
We've got 2 tens, a 20, and 50. Which really ought to be 100. Mum, it's 2 tens, 20, plus 20, 20, and 50. What does it make?
20. Sorry, I was reading this about the quiz night. I think this is going to be too late for you, children. The meeting starts at 7, the quiz is 7.30 to 8.15, there's an interval, and then the rest of the quiz is 9 to 9.30. Well, you won't be home till 10 o'clock now. It's no good. It's a shame if you would have enjoyed it.
Are all the questions about train?
No, it says the quiz will contain some 60 questions covering general knowledge and not just railway, so that there is nothing for the family to be afraid of.
Oh, Mum, I want to go.
Oh, no, sweetie pie. If it had been the following week, school holidays, but I do think you'd be very tired the next day.
I did rhyme.
It's a pie and pea supper in the interval.
Oh, what all?
Pie and pea supper charge, £2.50.
Well, we
bring your family and friends. I think it needs older family. I don't think it needs 6-year-old.
So they think I'm a baby.
Dad wants to go. We shall have to see if we can get a sitter for you two children. Now, what were you asking me? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Darling, did you ask me something?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm tired. It's about you not coping with late nights. I certainly can't.
Toby out in tram, I know. Mum? You never saw Mr. Thomas?
Yes, with Michael Angelis doing it instead of Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there are real legends in there, but in there the real legends don't have faces.
Yes, that's
right. And notice that we're City of Truro.
Yes. Yes, rather the engines that do the talking. You're right, City of Truro doesn't have a face.
But it did.
But City of Truro is a real engine. That she's
yes, but Mum.
Yes.
It said that night. But one in one bit, it said he said that night the engines found that the visitor wasn't compensated. He enjoyed talking to them long after the stars came out.
That's right. Yeah. Direct quote from the book, you did very well.
No, it was from television.
Yes, but they take it from the book. They keep it as close to the book as they can.
Yes.
Not that point in changing it.
Well, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nine Gordon goes rushing through the station and looking at the other there.
Yeah.
Well, in the book it says that Gordon is trying to do a City of Truro.
Yes.
But on the television series it doesn't do that.
Well, you know, because you were very thoroughly.
And look himself to bits.
Remember when Gordon went rushing through when he got his whistle jammed?
Yes. I thought it was something to do with her brakes.
That was one of the earlier stories.
Yes. That was the first one we got. It was cold.
I like that book. I like the earlier stories better than the later ones.
Mum?
Not so keen on those. I like the original books that I had when I was little rather than the new books.
Well,
pictures
to Thomas.
The pictures are nicer in the old books. Well, I think so.
Whose were they?
They belong to
David Annie Lane.
No, but they belong to my brothers and
David and Lane. Mum, it is kind of David and Lane to lend them their Thomas box. I didn't take the ones I already had.
Well, they haven't got any children in their family anymore, so we can keep them.
There were two they had that I had got. They had gone the big engine, and I had that, and the small railway engines, and I had that. The Rex.
Oh, I've stopped yawning. I wish I could share a bit more engines, can you?
But this is only just the yard.
Yes, you've got it looking like the yard. Where all the engines want. You can do the turntable in front, but that's part of the program, isn't it? And their engine shed. All facing out towards the turntable.
Yes. And
Mum. Watch your head, lovey. If you notice. That table.
If you notice.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know on all the tracks which lead into the sheds?
Oh, excuse me.
Well, there's the same number of lines on the other side.
Well, that's right, yeah.
So that they can be turned onto each light like going to the good shed.
Yes, they've got their individual places.
Yes. If Gunn wanted to go straight to a big station and the turntable.
Can you think of another way of turning the engine without using a turntable?
Of course. I'll use duck.
Use a demonstrator for me. Have you ever seen an engine go on a tight curve like that? What was the shape we were talking about the other day?
It's a triangle.
That's right, it's got a slight curve on each end, but it has. And they're not as tight as that. That's it, then it goes backwards. No, actually it doesn't have a curve, it is a triangle, but it's got a longer base, hasn't it? It extends so that it can just shunt back. James and the tarmac, do you remember?
Oh, yes. And Mum, in brake van.
Oh, that's the other one, yeah.
The brake van. The fish was on the other end, and it was looking really surprised.
Yeah. And what sort of face did it have it to make it look surprised? How did they draw the face? Do you remember?
No.
Maybe his mouth wide open, do you think?
No.
The eyebrows were up, weren't they? No, the mouths are open a bit more. Those trucks have faces on the trucks, they're very good mouths, don't they? So they're either smiling, they're looking surprised, or they're frightened.
Or they're laughing.
So
you were being generous, were you?
Yeah. So your father got money to burn and was going to turn out his pockets.
So your dad's been generous.
And it was no good anyway.
No.
So it's completely wasted.
So dad's been generous, has he?
Your dad usually is generous.
If he's got so much money,
I have loads of money.
Yes, you have.
I've got about 45 pounds.
And I'm still not going to drop. And I'm still not going to buy a Christmas Eve game. I don't take drain all my money.
It's not enough.
Your money comes out the post office on the 11th day. So we'll do as we said.
Mine?
No, that might be in your account.
Sunday. Are we going to be in the same place?
No, it's Saturday. Oh yes, we'll choose the bank or a local society. It was pointless it being in the post office. We just haven't got easy access to it.
Well,
you have to go through with all this rigmarole of paperwork. You can't just sort of go in and hand over your book and say, please, can I have £5 now because I want to go and buy a book or something. In the post office, unless I'm misunderstanding, you have to... The reason I put it in the post office years ago was for a wealthy society got it taxed, but when they altered it, you can register as a non-taxpayer.
Anybody can.
Well, you have to be a non-taxpayer, you can't cheat. But it's obvious at your age that you won't be a taxpayer.
So you give all your money to me and say that I'm not taxpaying you.
Yeah, so I just admit that
possibility. I like it from the best.
Why?
What's my favourite?
In blue? Mum, I like the engines with the carved faces like Trevor Bess. Mum, I'll be getting some of those. Because Ben and Ben and Norman Douglas and Terence and Harold have them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't you use the money that Geoffrey and Jean gave you? We'll buy some, then you can write to them and tell them what you've... This is a fortnight since your birthday. It's time you're writing to them. You think you're most ungrateful, child, if you don't write and say thank you.
Well, we'll never get time.
What do you mean you never get time? You've got plenty of time, you just don't have the inclination.
Well, you never ask me.
Oh, I see. It's my fault, is it?
Yes, you never ask me.
You know where the writing pad is. You can go and get it out. You're big enough for now.
I forgot
you
were turning up
3 months.
I knew you were going to say that. Should we finish the game? Yes, we'll finish it this afternoon.
Why not now? You can sit here.
Because I'm feeling fine. I've absolutely shattered up to all tonight.
How?
I really am tired.
Well, I'll take the 2 of those.
It's my go.
It is your go. That's why I put the dice on your...
I'll have a go then. Right.
Yes, and then put the dice on who's ever then David's. That's on David's, it's double rent, isn't it?
Yes, double rent altogether.
Did you have the house on? I think you're going to win, dear Christopher, as per usual.
You always...
Why? You've got me there.
Yes, but you've got the hot lane, and I've no way of getting a set now. All I can do is land on all your other properties and be home for them. Well... David and I, when he was ill and lost school the other day, played the shortened version where you shuffle all the property cards up and deal them out face down. You deal them out to each other, a few, but not all of them, just a couple. And that helps get the game started. Are you with me? No, that was quite good. And he didn't seem to shorten the time, he's supposed to be playing all day.
It doesn't really work.
Well, no, it does work. I mean, obviously, we've been playing this game for hours. This is about the fourth time we've played on the same game. What's Daddy doing? I really should go and give him a hand.
Yes.
It's so bright and sunny out there, you forget that it's still cold. So we'll get wrapped up this afternoon. I shall at least get some mention tonight when there's snowdrops split. So we've got some more. Do you remember how Daddy split the ones in the rose bed down for some of that little hill? I want to split some more, put some more. Is that your money you're buying some more houses?
I think so. No, I'm going to have a new with a house. £60 on the floor.
Oh, you're buying hotels already?
It's only about £450 for Whitechapel.
Yes, I know, but... They're nice little earners, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I get them.
Yeah. Oh,
Alkin Road's 250, and Whitechapel's 400.
I always used to like this, they're nice little ones, but they're not too rotten out of them. David's girl, isn't it?
Mm.
Can you put them on his by his top hat then sometimes?
Yeah, but it's
yes, and that's very confusing. We're all together, aren't we?
Why no,
is it on his
on?
Did I pay?
We'll put it there, because I know it's on David's.
Okay.
Bit.
David, go and blow your nose. You're a horrible child.
I'm not horrible.
Alright, you semi horrible child.
Mummy!
Did somebody, did you say Daddy took a go at my place? I seem to have very little money. Somebody been playing for me?
Joe.
No, that was last Saturday. Oh, that reminds me, did you see you rang David this morning?
Yes.
And? Don't tell me he's going to Hull.
No.
York?
No.
What's he doing?
He's entering a competition, so he won't be playing this morning. And he's expecting some people peeing around for his
Legos. Yes, I know.
He's suddenly being bombarded by calls.
It's just put an advertisement in the paper.
Oh.
I noticed it this week.
What about?
Sell the rest of his Lego.
He sold most of it. The petrol station and the things as well.
He sold a fair amount to us, remember?
Only we sold the petrol station.
I could ask him. Mm. I'll give that nose a good blow. That's
still got the roads and all the scenery bits.
Do you want some more scenery for your Lego? I mean, if you do, you can go around and buy some more if you want.
Well, what we really want is more roads.
Have you got enough roads for your Lego?
There's some. I've had to pile that big that's £10.
What was I going to say? You see, we've got that board made and you just haven't played with your Lego much since, have you?
Mm.
Is it because, I mean, can you give me a reason? You were so keen to get all that Lego and you've got tons of Lego and yet you're not playing with it. Any particular reason?
No. Mm. It's probably because I got that new Lego and
it's horrible. No, it's not that.
Mm.
It's just we've got the board and it's taking up all the room in the playroom and yet you're not playing with it.
Mm.
Why? Is there some reason?
Well, it's nothing to do with me because I've got very little Lego.
Can we improve it at all? What is it that you don't like about it?
Nothing I don't like about it.
It's just you were so keen and now you've hardly touched it.
Where's the thing about this Lego bin?
I was talking to Christopher.
There's
what?
Really, it's because you do the same thing over and over again and it gets boring. Because if you haven't got big, lots of Lego, you've only got a sort of small amount of the town.
But you've got lots of Lego. I've never seen it all set up at the same time, but the police station, the fire station, and there's a harbour as well.
No.
You've got
the airport.
I
haven't got an airport. I've got an aeroplane and a helicopter. I haven't got an airport.
Well, can't you sort of build, you've got all the other Lego that
Do you
remember the red and white and grey Lego that I had when I was little? You've got that. Why can't you build something with that?
Because it mixed it up.
Well, doesn't
build houses with that?
Yes, as long as you use it. I mean, it doesn't have to be a trend.
It's all been mixed up with the.
Well, that doesn't matter. Why just don't you use all your Lego, build something? Oh, you can even use the Duplo to build something, couldn't you?
Well,
Duplo
doesn't move, Chris. I remember when David, me and Chrissy were playing with mainly Duplo, but we had some other
Lego
and international whiskey.
I'm just a bit disappointed that there really is a lot of money's worth of Lego there and you're not playing with it.
We will.
What I'd like is the, the airport, and this sort of airport monorail. It's really good. It's like a railway, but it's sort of Lego. This monorail goes around, it stops at the bottom of the station, it goes over to the top station.
Well, that sounds very good, but it's just
you wanted
£100.
And Chris can get a space shuttle.
Chris can
get a space monorail.
Unless you want some bits of scenery from David.
Well, we need some signposts. Signs.
you're not going to play with the Lego crystal, can you pack it all into its boxes and we'll put that board away?
Mm.
And then get back into the playroom again. Should we sell it then?
I don't know.
Right, I'm so disappointed.
Well, so well, Lego me.
Yeah, that was what you really wanted. Do you remember that long list you wrote at Christmas?
Mm.